to Japan now, which appeared to be a country that was getting a handle on coronavirus cases. But there's a concern now that limited testing has concealed the scale of the problem and that Japan should declare a state of emergency, which it has not yet done. Joining us now is CNN international correspondent Will Ripley, who's on Skype from Tokyo. Will, there are more than 2,000 coronavirus cases in Japan right now. That's not a lot compared to China, which has more than 82,000. But are officials worried the numbers will spike in Japan?
Well, they just haven't tested that many people. You have around 40,000 people who've been tested so far in a country of 125 million. And now you have a situation here in Tokyo that has some epidemiologists, including one I spoke to today, very worried. Because looking at the uptick in cases here in the Japanese capital in particular, he says it's very similar to what was seen in the early days in New York, for example.
Why hasn't the government of Shinzo Abe declared a state of emergency, and what has the government been doing to address the pandemic?
Well, they are successful in some prefectures in terms of, you know, a very low percentage of people who are tested are testing positive. They're doing the contact tracing. But it seems as if here in Tokyo, things are starting to spiral a bit out of control. And yet Shinzo Abe held a press conference a short time ago saying that he still doesn't believe, after consulting with a panel of experts, that it rises to the level of a state of emergency. That said, they're still asking people to work from home, to avoid public transportation, to close bars and nightclubs, and to not gather in large groups. Some people are listening, some are not.
What about the economic picture? When you take all the effects that everybody around the world is feeling because of coronavirus, and add to that the fact that the Olympics that were supposed to be in Tokyo this summer have been postponed to next year, what are the concerns about the Japanese economy?
Well, we've been told by, for example, one economics professor that the cost to Japan when you combine the coronavirus pandemic with postponing the Olympics is going to be $36 billion. And that could be a conservative estimate, frankly. They've had tourism evaporate almost overnight. And making Japan a global destination was the cornerstone of Shinzo Abe's economic revival for Japan. He was counting on the Olympics to be that moment in the spotlight that made people want to come and visit this country in much larger numbers than they're doing now. But just today, Japan expanded its entry ban to foreign nationals traveling from a total of 73 countries. So basically, there are no foreign tourists coming here. You can't enter this country from a good portion of the world unless you're a Japanese citizen. And so you look at the streets in these traditionally packed tourist areas, they are dead quiet. And a lot of small businesses are really suffering.
Will, I just want to ask you one more thing, because while Japan doesn't have near the number of cases now that the United States does, Japan has been experiencing the coronavirus for longer than we have. We remember the Diamond Princess cruise ship that was docked off of Yokohama. You've been tweeting about joy and the importance of joy in this moment of fear. Just give us a sense of where that came from and whether we should be trying to do that in this country as well right now.
Several weeks ago, and I forget how long it was ago that I tweeted that video out, but I went to church on a Sunday because I needed a break from the news. And I was taken aback by how much people were really dragged down by everything that was happening. And, you know, as a member of the media, we were the ones delivering a lot of that bad news. I went back to my hotel room and I did something that I often do when I want to let off steam and also get some exercise. I was dancing in my room. I've never taken a video of the dancing in my room. And if you've seen the video, you can understand why. But I thought maybe this is something that can give people an idea of something that they can do to let off some steam and to remind themselves that there are still reasons to feel happy and to feel joy, even in these very difficult circumstances. And it's been really surreal to kind of see it take off. And people are still using the joy fights fear hashtag, which I'm really proud of. I am not planning on posting any more dancing videos, though, anytime soon.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, Will. I think you could be in a Bollywood film. Absolutely. After that.
Well, it's very kind of you. I think you're being very generous.
That is Will Ripley, CNN international correspondent, joining us from Tokyo. Will, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. It's good to be with you.
And if you haven't seen that video, I just tweeted it out, at Jeremy Hobson.